KK4JBQ, KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. Station, any station, can I have a radio check, please? KO4NUE.
4NUE, KO4ZYX.
How are you this evening? Can you give me a signal report, please?
Lima Charlie over here, down here in Woodruff. Sound like you're hitting the repeater pretty good. I got you at full strength on the CYT. Over.
All right, roger that. I appreciate that. You doing all right tonight, sir?
Oh, yeah. Just down here in the ham shack and kind of reorganizing. I bought a bunch of reloading equipment, so I think I'm going to kind of condense VHF, UHF, and HF all on the one table and dedicate a table to reloading.
I understand that things get out of hand real quick. And don't forget now, you got DC power in there with all that gunpowder.
Roger, roger. I might take and convert the other room in the basement to the reloading room with the gunpowder and all. But, yeah, you're coming in pretty good on this end. Looks like it's about time for the net. So this is KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring on the return.
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. If there are any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Also, I have an announcement tonight. I just want to give an update on Gary, KF4DOS. I did talk with him this morning. He's in good spirits, and prognosis is good, and the family is asking that you refrain from visitation, please, while he recovers. And like I said, he sounded good, and hopefully he'll be home in a couple of days, or at least that's what we're praying for anyway. So second announcement tonight is the SWAPNet will be postponed until, you know, Gary gets back up on his feet or other decision is made. So with that said, if there are no further announcements, I'd like to go ahead and pre-check in tonight to KI4DOS by telephone relay. And K3JOY, all in. Gary is in Anderson tonight. Joy is in Easley. Also, would like to welcome my wife, KO4RYP, here in Campobello with me. All right, are there, with that, we'll go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net tonight. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight. There are 25 of them, so be patient with me, please. This is W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, and KG4PFL, that's Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont, KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, in K4OSH, Pat in Malden, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, and KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, and KF4NXY, David in Southern Greenville County. He brings along his wife, AF4SX, Miss Marie, and KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. He also brings along his Upstate Anderson Radio Club, K3DOV. Also, we'd like to welcome KM4JWP, Brian in Simpsonville, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KX4YM, Scott in Greenville, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville, KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, and KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda in Lyman. Good group. There's 27 of them tonight for pre-check. So with that, we'll go ahead and move to EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. I am mobile in Lawrence tonight. Just got out of church. Had to take some people home. Just check me in and out, and we'll be praying for Gary. Don't know what happened. I heard of it. I don't know if it's out what happened, but if you could, please let me know what happened. He's in our prayers. Just check me in and out tonight.
Welcome, KI4KCX. That's Mr. Jerry, mobiling around in Lawrence. Gary have a heart attack yesterday, and he's doing well, recovering well, and just keep him and Miss Joy in your prayers, sir. All right, with that, there's no other stations on EchoLink, so we'll go ahead and move to Wednesday, being Wednesday night. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. Chad, thanks for delivering the news about Gary. Praying for him. Same to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all of that. Negative and negative.
Welcome, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, and their daughter Michelle. Their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Serena, I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. It's nice to hear you, always on the radio. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont tonight. and Mr. Walt down in Inman, K4OIM. Walt, I hope you're doing well, and it's nice to hear you check in with us tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simsville. I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE, this is Kilo Mike 4, Sierra Lima November, Pal up in DuPont, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Have your call sign one more time, sir. I got Kilo Mike 4, and that's all I got.
4, Sierra Lima November.
I'll have you in the log. We'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you are doing well, sir. Been a while since I've talked with you, and I hope all is well in your home tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KM4SLN, that's Mr. Al, and I believe you said DuPont, if that's correct. If that's not Al, please recheck with me, and we'll get you straight in the log, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move up to EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hello, Chad, and good evening to you. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4. Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no round table. Do tell Miss Anna hello.
We'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. Stephen, Anna says hello back to you, sir. And please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And hope you're having a nice evening, sir. All right, with that, we'll move to Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Hey. Anna, please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And just elated at Gary's prognosis. Thanks, Chad. I'll be negative and negative.
Recheck, Chad.
We'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom in Greer. And, Tom, it was nice talking with him today. It just brought a lot of joy, I guess. But I also talked with Miss Joy. She's doing well and just tired. But anyway, you tell Miss Bernice we said hello and appreciate you checking in with me tonight, Tom. All right, Stephen, go ahead.
Chad, I was just about to ask an update. I was just about to see if you had heard an update on our friend Gary, but from what I just heard you say, he is on the road to recovery.
Yes, sir, that is correct. He is recovering. He sounded well, and family has asked to refrain from visitation while he recovers, and hopefully. In a week or so, he'll be headed back to the house. So, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group. Well, let me make one more call for Quebec through Tango. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Ken Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD Bob here in Piedmont. Hearty hello to you and Miss Anna tonight, and we're praying for Gary and Joy, and we're just so thankful for all that's going on there. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net in Gary's stead, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Or in UE. In KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. And hello, Tom.
That's my other brother from another mother. Beans Gary isn't here to tell you, Chris. Good evening.
Tom.
We'd like to welcome AA1RD, that's Mr. Tom, down in Mr. Bob, down in Piedmont. Bob, hope you're doing well, and I hope your family is having a nice evening tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty, and Chris, hope you're having a nice evening, too. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on down the log to Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Kilo 4, Victor Alpha Sierra, Wayne in Malden. And you could also check in my wife, Kilo 4, Victor Tango Victor. Her name is Vera. And I'll be listening.
NUE. In and out. KI4. VLW Randy, also KJ4, CRL Linda, and we're in Asheville.
We're in UE. Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL from downtown Taylors. Glad to hear the update on Gary. Glad he's getting better. We're getting him in our prayers. But I'll be negative and negative tonight. Y'all have a good evening.
UE. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4 ZYX, Daniel Woodruff. Thank you for that. With letting everybody know about Gary, him and Miss Joy would definitely be in our prayers here in this household, and prayers for a speedy recovery and that all goes well. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to you and all on the net.
Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
All right, let's back up and recognize K4VAS. That's Mr. Wayne in Malden. He brings along his wife, Miss Vera, KF4VTV in Malden as well. And Wayne, if I messed your call sign up, please recheck with me and I'll get you straight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy in Asheville, and KJ4CRL, Miss Linda in Asheville as well, KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, and KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel in Woodruff, and K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. All right, are there any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4. 4NUE.
Recheck.
Another recheck.
Okay. All right. Let's go with first recheck.
For Victor Alpha Sierra, Wayne. Yeah, you got my wife's call sign messed up on that. Hers is Kilo 4, Victor Tango Victor.
All right. My bad. I had it written down as K4 Victor Tango Victor, Miss Vera in Greenville. All right, next recheck. Go ahead, sir.
I mean, my old ears may not be working. What was that, what you had down as the last letter of my call?
Bravo.
My ears are old. Thank you, sir. K4XB.
My bad. I may have said something differently, but your radio has got a certain sound, and as soon as you key that mic, I already have your call down. But I may have said it wrong. I'm a little tired tonight. But we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. All right, we'll move on to the next group. If I missed you in Uniform through Zulu, I'll pick you up on the next one. Alpha through Delta, any station, Alpha through Delta, please. NUE.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey. Oscar Zulu, that's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Welcome, W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Oz. And Rod, I hope you are doing well, sir. It is nice to hear your voice on coming from the land of Oz tonight, sir. I hope Dorothy is doing well. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. Chad, thanks for calling the net tonight. Thanks for bringing the update on Gary. And you and Miss Anna have a good evening. And I will hang around for comments.
You and Miss Anna having a good night. Sounds like you got a good net going, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, and I'm out mobile tonight, just headed down 14 by GSP. If you check me in, no traffic, no comments tonight, Chad. 73 and you and everyone on the net.
KO4 and UE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
And UE. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hang in there, Gary, and everybody have a good evening.
To check in, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose tonight. Patrick, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll swing around here just a little bit and pick you up. Also, we'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike, mobiling around tonight. Mike, I mean no offense, but just want to let you know, got a little bit of a whistle on your signal there. Might be coming off the alternator on the car. Might want to put a choke on one of those leads. It's not bad at all, but it is in the background. Just want to let you know it was there, sir. From W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave and Easley. And Dave, nice talking with you tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional check-ins? Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move up to Echo Link real quick. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Received a text message from N4JBM via Echo Link tonight. That's Mr. Jerry. Eating dinner in a restaurant tonight. Unable to check in. So, Jerry, if you can hear me, I sent you a text message telling you I have you in the log. But if you can hear me, RF as well. Just want to know, let you know that you're in the log, sir. N4JBM. All right. With that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And Gary, I hope you are able to listen in tonight. Just to let you know, prayers are coming your way from Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be missing you till you get back. And so we'll be negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
UE. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Thanks for the update on Gary. Still praying for him. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. And good evening to you, Gary, if you're listening. And good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4NUE. Check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. Negative and negative tonight. Over.
Welcome, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo tonight. Also, would like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. And Sid, sounds like you're having a good time on FT8 tonight. So I hope you make it all the way around the world. Maybe you can get your own call sign. That'd be neat, wouldn't it? So, all right, we'd like to also welcome KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe in Greer. Joe, hope you are doing well. And with that, are there any additional stations Echo through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE.
Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I'll see you then. KK4JBQ.
Welcome, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna, also in Greer. And Miss Donna, if you're listening tonight, hello, ma'am. Hope you're having a nice evening. All right, so with that, we'll move on to the next. We'll try EchoLink one more time. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is K4GEM. That's Kilo 4 Golf Echo Mike. You can check me in and out.
Station K4GEM. Can I have your name and location, please?
Yes, my name is Liz, and I'm in Swannanoa, North Carolina.
Welcome, K4. Liz in Swannanoa, North Carolina. Hope you're having a nice evening, ma'am. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In Alaturn, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and more. No traffic, no comments. Got to call sideband net.
Welcome, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. That's Mr. Rusty and more. And Rusty, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Nice hearing from you tonight. All right, with that, we'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edinburgh Bard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
4NUE, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Hendersonville, and I'm in and out.
Can you confirm your call for me, please? KQ4GFK. Is that correct, sir?
AK Golf India Kilo.
In the log, sir. We'd like to welcome WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up in Brevard, North Carolina. Ed, I hope you were doing well tonight, sir. Nice to hear you on the radio. Also, we'd like to welcome KQ4GIK. That's Mr. Wayne up in Hendersonville. Wayne, hope you're having a nice evening too, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard? Looks like we've got EchoLink taken care of and have got the alphabet taken care of. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RACU, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and start with the RACU. First on the stump is KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, what you been up to today, sir?
For HKX. Well, run my route today. No big surprises there. Come home and play with this $1,000 machine out here. Found a hose that was busted in it. And spent the evening getting really nasty pressure washing everything out of the way.
Roger that. Let me guess, it was in a really easy spot too, wasn't it?
On the very bottom of the pump and on the very bottom of the hydraulic cylinder. So everything has to come from underneath. So I haven't got the hose put in yet. I had to get years and years worth of debris out of there, and now I've got to get it jacked up since I can't move it to use the bucket to jack it up.
Roger that. I know exactly what you mean. The last one that the neighbor up the road's got, he's got a bobcat, and I don't know how to say this, but I got it at a really good price, and it just needs a little bit of work. No such thing. There is no sleeper construction equipment. If it's a really good price, there's a reason for that. Because the people who earn a living with it, they, you know, they're going to get the most out of it. And it is filthy, nasty, hard to get to. And, you know, it's just a hose. But usually, you know, from my experience, you just about have to disassemble the thing to get to it. Am I about right so far?
It was a good deal, and I knew I was going to have to do some work going in. No surprise there at all. But the hose just happens to be right above the access panel. I just got to get it cleaned up where you can get in there and get under it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I just let me back up. I wasn't insinuating that, you know, I'm just saying the last Bobcat that came through the shop, that's what was, you know, said to me. And then the whole lift arm assembly, both sides was cracked, and yeah, I think Perry, almost six foot of weld to get all of the cracks repaired on it. So those things do a lot of work, and they do it fast. So just, you know, I know you've been on them before, but man, just take your time. Dad's got one, and I got one. Mine's track, his is wheel, and I don't like for him to run it. He, first time he had it here at the house, he turned it over on his backside. His bucket was sitting straight up in the air, and you know, like, never got him out of it. But you have to kind of pay attention. You won't have an issue with the track, but he scares me to death when he gets on that thing of his.
That, when I went looking, there was tracks only. That's what I was looking for. For that reason, one there, and then where I'll be using it, the tracks are a lot more stable, so that's what I was looking for. And I wasn't trying to say you were saying that. I've dealt with enough of this stuff, machinery, for years, working on it, and to know there are no good deals.
I mean, they're worth it. They are. Just you know, take your time with it and learn the machine. It I don't know how many of them I've operated. Every one is different. Sometimes I take it up to the deer camp, and Chris runs it. He runs thing better than I can. But mine's got a little switch on it where you can do, you know, what I call southpaw. This old school, you know, both laterals move both tracks. And or you can flip a switch, and it's, you know, new school, where the one joystick controls the tracks and the other joystick controls the bucket. And I don't see how Chris runs it in southpaw, but I mean, he can pick up an egg with it and lay it in your hand, you know. He's that good with it. But I'm not that way. I tear up anything. If it's in the way, just run over it.
HKX, yeah, roger that. That's a lot of people's mentality, and I'm not saying I'm near as good as Chris, but we're going to find out, I guess. And but that's all part of it.
That, well, like I said, if you need some help with some forks, Dad's, we made a forks for his. If you find a set of forks for it, let me know. We probably can I think those things kind of kind of pricey. Just keep in mind that they come in poundage. You know, these forks will handle this much weight, and then these forks will handle this much weight. So just be careful. Don't ask me how I know that. Don't ask me, because I made that mistake and thought, hey, man, that's a good deal. And, yeah, that didn't end up too well. So about 2 weeks later, they ended up in the scrapyard, and I just paid double. So learned my lesson.
I've not been any forks like yet, but I have definitely learned my lesson that you pay attention to that weight limit stuff and have to watch out for it. But I won't hold you tonight. I just wanted to touch base with you. Hadn't talked to you much, and say thanks for keeping up with Gary and Miss Joey. And if we can do anything for them, please let us know. So I'll clear out here and turn it back over to you, Chad. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
We appreciate you dropping by, and I hope you have a good night. And I'm just curious, did Izzy get straightened out?
She's doing better. She's laying up here in my lap right now. She's in her happy place.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, bud, with 73 to you, and you have a good day tomorrow. Hope you enjoying this weather. And enjoying your route. Please be safe, and nice talking to you. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good to hear you tonight, and our hearts and prayers will definitely be with Gary. I'm so sad to hear what he had to go through, but I'm glad he's feeling better. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. I am in Taylor, South Carolina tonight.
UE. Check in Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. K4HWG, this is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel and Taylor's. And, Daniel, let me get Mr. Henry checked in. That's something I want to tell you real quick. Also, we'd like to welcome K4HWG. That's Mr. Henry and Anderson. Henry, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. So, Daniel, real quick, I had to do some filming with my digital camcorder the other day. And I had this process that I needed to film. Took me about an hour to get it, you know, filmed, and pulled the SD card out, brought it here on in the computer, and lost every single bit of the footage. Every single bit of it. So I got another SD card, stuck it in the camera, went out there and filmed the whole thing again. Stuck it in the SD card reader and blew it. No data whatsoever. So by the third time, it was my last SD card. I was so agitated. I had it all planned out. Took me about 45 minutes or an hour to film the thing. By the time I got to the third SD card, I had it down to 5 minutes. And I was so agitated, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, been there, done that. So how'd you fix it?
I didn't. I lost it. I got both SD cards laying up here that's, you know, on the little wall of shame here in the ham shack. And I didn't fix it. I had to go back out there and refilm. And the people I was filming the video for, I told them, this is the third time and the last time that I am filming this. Either you get it or you don't. I just, you know, I finally got it. But it was the aggravatingest thing in the world. It's just not my cup of tea. I just was so frustrated with it. So frustrated.
Worries, I could tell you. That I feel your pain there. slightly, so I totally get it. I'm wondering what was wrong with those SD cards now, but did you actually reformat the cards before you started recording?
No. No. Maybe I should have. Maybe, that's a good point.
You just have to format those SD cards. It helps you have a nice clean slate. But tell you what, last year I went and I had filmed one of our biggest weddings. It was over at the Biltmore. And I put my memory card in the computer and started to do my little download, and it would not download. So I was like, that's weird. So then I put in the next memory card, and I started to download, and it did the same thing, and it just stopped. And then it wouldn't do anything. Then it told me it was going to take 45 days to download the SD card. And I was like, well, that ain't going to fly. So dummy me, which I know better, I put the third memory card in. I had about four. And it did the same thing. Well, come to find out, I lost the whole wedding. So do you want to talk about a sick feeling? I was praying pretty hard.
Daniel, my goodness.
Luckily, I am blessed in the fact that I do have a brother that's an IT tech. And he downloaded, he actually already had this very, very expensive program that it goes and it reads all the minute data on the basically deleted SD cards. And it took him probably 5 solid days of working to get those 4 memory cards back. And I tell you what, I about kissed my brother on the lips, and I thought he was going to slap me, but I was so stinking happy, I did not care.
Come to think of it, when I put the third card in to try to download, it's a fair amount of anxiety came with that. That, you know, it's just like, here we go, I'm try this one more time. And, I mean, it took me all day. Basically, what ended up happening was all day for a 5-minute, 7-minute video. 7 minutes, all day.
I've been there. I've been there for that, but I learned my lesson, and I pay a lot of money for really nice SD cards now. I pay a lot of money. I probably have, I probably have $4,000 worth of memory cards, and that's not a lot of memory cards. It's just a lot of money, but it came to find out that I had a bad memory card reader, and that reader that I was sticking my little memory cards in, it was frying those little things, so I threw that stupid piece of crap away. But I tell you what, I'm with you. You get this anxiety. I thought I lost these people's weddings, and I had backed up, but it was frying everything.
All right, well, I just want to share that with you, but Larry's waiting in the wings. Let me get down here and grab him. It's nice talking to you, Daniel. And I was thinking about you today, as a matter of fact, and started to give you a holler. See if you come up to the house and take a look at something with me, but I had 4 other club members came up and helped me work through some things here at the house today. But anyway, you be safe. Nice talking to you, bud. And if you need anything, give me a holler. So, all right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Hello to you and Miss Anna and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm home in Cleveland tonight, and I have no traffic, no table.
Net Control, please check in November 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenville.
No comments, no rec cue.
Welcome, N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. And Shane, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Nice hearing you check in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome November 2 Oscar Golf. That's Mr. Scott in Greenville. Scott, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to next on the list, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, what's going on with you tonight, sir?
UE, this is KK4JBQ. Well, I think Donna said it best. I was, we were listening to the opening of the net tonight, and she looked over to me and she says, "I'll bet Gary is very proud to have Chad call the net tonight." And it just ran through me like a shock. It really does matter, you know. If you've been doing something for all the years Gary's been doing the Wednesday night net, and for reasons we all understand, you have to miss it. Well, I know he was proud to have you do this, and I thank you for calling the net tonight. It's a special thing. I'm proud to hear Gary is doing well, and you probably have to follow some doctor's orders now about what he eats and stuff like that. But we want to have him as long as we can. He's been a very special friend to me and to others that I've witnessed him be a special friend to other people, too. There's not many people I can talk to about like that, you know, really. So, anyhow, I'll just leave that there for now.
That. So, I'm glad you checked in for RACU. A couple of things I want to tell you. So, I got the bright idea tonight that I was gonna call the swap net. And there's a swap net that all of the stuff that's for sale is listed on the Blue Ridge website that, you know, people can go and look at at will. And, you know, Gary uses one on his notepad, and then he pulls one. It's a lot, too much to list, really, so you just have to kind of bounce back and forth, and he does a pretty good job with that. Well, I sat down here about 30 minutes prior to the net, and I said, okay, this ain't going to be no problem. I'll just, you know, let me bring up all this stuff for sale. And, no. No, there's a little more to that than just, you know, reading stuff off. And, you know, I'm trying to go it through my mind the way Gary says it, the way Gary does it. And I'm a little bit outclassed here. I better just defer to higher maintenance. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I think we all know what you mean. It's a special thing. It's something Gary has shaped and honed, sharpened over time. And there's no one that could do it like he does it. Someone someday will have to do it the way they do it. But for right now, and I mean this very sincerely, for right now, we are all blessed. Truly blessed. And it's not just for the swap net. Gary's been a special friend in a lot of ways that I won't recount here. And as I say, it's one thing to have a friend, but it's an entirely different thing to see that person be everybody else's friend, too. I mean, that's just something you don't see a lot of. You really don't. And I'm just proud to know him. And I'm thinking he will now take a lot better care and be cautious. And I know Joy will look after him like a hawk. And that'd be a good thing, won't it?
Tell him all the time, you are worthy of being watched. He just laughs.
So I'm pretty sure Miss Joy, she do a pretty good job. I mean, she's got it under control. So, anyway, second thing I want to tell you was that it's not been a good week. We've been 2 weeks here at the house. Somehow or another, I have not figured it out yet. I have managed to destroy 2 radios. And I'm not sure what's happening. I don't know. My handy, I've got a little FT-65. I love the thing. I bought a new one last week. They're simple. Not the prettiest radio, but they're simple. You know, a little handy. And, it's quit working. You know, I hit the PTT button and the red light comes on, but no power out. I put it on a meter and nothing. So, and I got that right before I got my license. So I'm going to send that one in for repair because it's got some sentimental value. But, and then the other one's my Kenwood. I don't know what's happened to it. That's same one you've got. But I bricked it somehow. It transmits. But when I try to go to, you know, Blue Ridge or T-Bark or whatever I've labeled the repeaters, it lists them as some weird channel. And I have no idea what frequency I'm talking on. And I can't even do a factory reset on it. So I don't know. I don't know what I've done. So not a good week for radios here.
Well, that is sad. And everybody listening, I know everybody listening feels for you. You don't want to lose anything, especially because of something that you can't put your finger on. All I've got, not much, but all I've got for the Kenwood is the recommendation, and you might use this for other radios too. Your Yaesu might be a candidate. There's this company that makes little mini manuals. Now, unless you're running a Elecraft, I suppose, these days, you're not running a radio whose manual writer has English for a first language, and that's a problem. Ask anybody. I own an Elecraft and a couple of other no names radios and a Kenwood. And I'm an Olenko, and I'm proud to own all of these radios, but the manuals just, unless they're, you know, written by English first language people, the manuals are just tough to read, tough to follow, and you can read the line 3 or 4 times until you get it, and that's being very loose with, you know, you can't be strict about your understanding. You'd have to turn the words around, pick them up, and put them in different places. You know, this is what other folks do whose language doesn't come out the way ours does. I'm not a language person. English is tough enough. But this, the Nifty company, the Nifty Mini Manual for the Kenwood DMT-71A, is an excellent manual. They've rewritten the thing and put it in a very few pages. And, you know, it's a very complicated, it does a lot, radio. So that's my recommendation to you. And this thing is spiral bound. It's a small size. It's probably 8 by, maybe 8 inches by 4.5 inches. It'll fit into a bag or something real easy, and easy to keep with you and refer to. These things are complicated. So I know your Yaesu is, and so they're probably making for that too. JK4JBQ.